Good morning. High pressure is building in behind a cold front that brought scattered showers and thunderstorms to parts of the area late yesterday and last evening, but everyone is drying out now. A northwesterly breeze will develop. Temperatures are starting mainly in the 50s and 60s. With that high pressure, everyone will enjoy a good amount of sunshine today, and the humidity levels will gradually come down through the afternoon. High temperatures will manage to reach into the upper 70s across the mountains and lower 80s in the valleys. That high will settle overhead tonight, and with clear skies and light winds, temperatures will drop off into the 50s for overnight lows with patchy, dense fog forming. As the high drifts off the eastern seaboard tomorrow, we will still see dry weather, although some high clouds will stream in late in the day. Still, otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny and warm, with comfortable humidity again in the lower 80s. The humidity makes a comeback on Thursday night as a cold front approaches. It will arrive during the day on Friday with mostly cloudy skies, increased humidity leading to scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs on Friday will be in the upper 70s. Still, an isolated shower to pass through on Saturday, but mainly dry and with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s before another dominant area of high pressure builds in both at the surface and aloft starting on Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, mostly sunny skies on Monday in the mid-80s, and staying in the mid-80s with increasing humidity and a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of Iowa, south, southwest, into eastern Kansas. Along with the risk for locally damaging winds in these areas, large hail and possibly a tornado or two may occur. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Gert, located 330 miles northwest of Bermuda. Gert is moving toward the northeast near 21 miles per hour. An even faster east-northeastward motion is expected during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is possible today. After that time, Gert is expected to weaken, and the cyclone is forecast to become an extratropical low by Thursday night. Swells generated by Gert will spread northward along the east coast of the United States from Virginia northward to New England and Atlantic Canada during the next couple of days. Swells are also expected to continue to affect Bermuda through tonight. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and drizzle, 46 degrees, with a northwest wind at 46 miles per hour, gusting to 52. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 60, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 72, that's 1 degree above normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 1.69 inches, that's 12/100ths of an inch below normal, and 29.73 inches for the year, which is 5.23 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60. The record high 95 set in 1959, and the record low 41 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:55 p.m. 13 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs around 80. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog, lows around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, warm today, low humidity, and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warm today, comfortable humidity with highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and temperatures in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine and comfortable humidity, lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and humid Friday, scattered showers and storms, upper 70s. Just an isolated shower possible Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. Dry with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Sunday. Mostly sunny, mid-80s on Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the mid-80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.